This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump is set to arrive in London within hours for a state visit to Great Britain. He and the First Lady are expected to tour Westminster Abbey and have tea with Prince Charles, heir to the British throne, before attending a state banquet on Monday night. On Tuesday, he's to meet with outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May, who steps down at the end of the week. Protests are planned in London and in other English cities to coincide with Trump's political meetings on Tuesday. An Afghan news agency says the conflict in Afghanistan has caused more than 2,300 casualties, including 1,317 deaths over the past month in operations conducted by pro-government forces and Taliban insurgents. The news agency Pajwok released the numbers Sunday, citing sources from 30 out of 34 Afghan provinces. It said casualties in May increased by 37% compared to the previous month. Separately, an Afghan watchdog called the Civilian Protection Agency Advocacy Group said it measured the number of fatalities nearly doubling over the past month. The non-governmental group said most of the civilian casualties occurred in the capital, Kabul, and the provinces of Nangarhar, Herat, Ghazni, and Helmand. The United Nations has also warned that civilian casualty toll is rising. It documented 1,773 civilian casualties, including 581 deaths in the first 3 months of 2019. The UN Migration Agency says at least two bodies have been retrieved off Libya's Mediterranean coast after a boat carrying dozens of Europe-bound migrants capsized. The search for survivors continues. About 73 migrants have been rescued and taken to a refugee camp. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump said on Twitter Sunday that America has had enough with Mexico. He said either Mexico stops the flow of migrants coming over the U.S. border, or the U.S. companies and jobs that have moved south into Mexico will be brought back to the United States through tariffs. Acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan is on a trip to Asia, where he's made it clear that China is his number one concern. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more from Singapore. We'll move on. The Pentagon has told the president's staff to keep the military out of politics after someone from the Trump administration directed the Navy to keep the warship USS John S. McCain out of sight when President Donald Trump visited Japan. And a court in Baghdad has sentenced two French citizens to death for being members of the extremist group Islamic State, prosecutors said on June 2nd. The new sentences raise the number of French citizens sentenced to death over the past 2 weeks to 9. Those sentenced are among a group of 12 French citizens who were detained by the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces in neighboring Syria and handed over to Iraq in January. France has said it will do all it can to spare the group from execution in Iraq. Acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan is on a trip to Asia, where he's made it clear that China is his number one concern. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more from Singapore. Well, we'll keep moving on. Returning to our top story, U.S. President Donald Trump is set to arrive in London within hours for a state visit to Great Britain. He and the First Lady are expected to tour Westminster Abbey and have tea with Prince Charles, heir to the British throne, before attending a state banquet on Monday night. And the New Orleans chef and civil rights icon Leah Chase has died at age 96. Chase's family announced her passing on Saturday. Her restaurant, known as Dookie Chase, was the first New Orleans white tablecloth restaurant to serve the African-American community in a city where 6 out of every 10 residents are Black. Chase also challenged segregation laws by seating Black and white patrons together. She once admonished then-U.S. President Barack Obama for trying to put hot sauce into her gumbo, a traditional Creole stew. Chase's restaurant was named for her husband, jazz trumpeter and bandleader Edgar Dookie Chase. It became a meeting place for Blacks and whites during the civil rights movement of the 1960s. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.